Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And we got a guy who's on the phone who is about halfway through his trip, or maybe a little ways through his trip, where he's walking like 1,200 miles barefoot. But I would walk 500 miles and he'll do that again.
Yeah.
Plus another 200 or so, right, Chris? Is it 1,200 miles from Maine to North Carolina?
Yeah, that's right. I started 21 days ago, and I'm going to be walking 1,200 miles. So I'm going to finish in North Carolina on the 24th of October.
Wow.
And if you haven't picked up on it, Chris is British, a British Army major. And this is in honor of your daughter, Hasty. So tell me a little bit about the syndrome that you... What is it? It's called Cornelia DeLange syndrome?
Yeah, that's right. Or CDLS for short. Uh-huh. So Hasty was born with this condition. It was totally random, you know, unexpected. And, for the first couple of years of her life, she was in and out of hospital constantly. She was very ill. We thought we were going to lose her a few times. You know, and this is a syndrome that affects her in lots of different ways. It affects her growth, her cognition, her ability to learn, her speech and language. It gives her seizures. And we're on a journey to fundraise for Hope for Hasty, the not-for-profit we've set up, so we can create a gene therapy to help Hasty and other kids with this condition.
And how is she now? I mean, is she 9 years old?
Yeah, Hasty's 9, almost 10. You know, she's 10 in December. That's what she would tell you if she was on there.
Double digits.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. 9 3/4.
Yeah.
And she's an incredibly fun-loving little girl. You know, she loves swimming and she loves cooking with her mom. She wants to be a chef someday. You know, she's incredibly fun-loving. The really frightening thing for us is that this condition gets worse from about age 12 when these kids hit puberty, you know, and they suffer with anxiety and depression, self-harming behaviors. And, you know, it's really scary. So we're sort of racing against time to create this gene therapy so children like her can get it as soon as possible.
God, as a parent, in a lot of cases where there's some sort of a childhood illness, you usually mark age as good progress.
Right.
And it's almost the opposite in this particular condition for Hasty, because as she gets older, certain things get worse. That must be so strange as a parent.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there, really. You know, it's really stressful. Every day for me, you know, I'm walking on the road. It's painful. I don't like these sorts of challenges. I'd much rather be at home with my kids.
Right.
But, you know, Hasty has a rare condition. You know, there's no money from pharmaceutical companies or from governments or insurance companies to help these kids. You know, it's down to families like ours to just raise the money yourself. You know, if you're a parent and you can imagine your child being told your child has got a really severe illness, but to do anything, you have to raise $3.5 million. You know, that's terrifying.
Yeah. So if you want to help and watch Chris on his barefoot journey from Maine to North Carolina, go to Hope for Hasty, and it's Hasti, hopeforhasty.org. Now, now there are a lot of different ways to raise money. Mm-hmm. What made you decide to walk 1,200 miles barefoot?
You know, I don't know. I think I'm just not very bright. I'm in the Army. I've been in the Army for 14 years and still serving. You know, marching and carrying kit is something just I know, you know.
Right.
And we also just needed to do something big. You know, we can't afford for this to fail. I can't watch Hasty go into decline knowing that I could have done something more. You know, every day this sort of breaks me a bit, you know, and my body tells me to stop, but this is the only thing we could think of that would really grab people's attention and get them talking about rare disease and how it affects kids like Hasty.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and why Maine to North Carolina? Because you guys live over in, do you live over in the UK? Or how did you decide to start in Maine?
Yeah. So we feel really lucky to be working with an incredible laboratory called the Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor.
Yeah.
So those guys are currently testing the gene therapy for us. They're doing all the preclinical trials to make sure it's safe and that it works before we eventually sort of get FDA approval and move into clinical trials where we could give it to kids, you know. So along the route, I'm also visiting Boston Children's Hospital, who I met with and they've agreed to help us out on our journey, which is incredible. A couple of days ago, I met with UConn and is it the Children's Medical Hospital in Connecticut and Hartford?
Oh, okay.
You know, so we're picking up all these really important connections along the way to try and bring, you know, some of the biggest brains in the world to look at this problem, and all the expertise is in America. So that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. And how is the physically, I mean, so we're talking to Chris Brannigan, who is walking for his daughter, Hasty, but also for any other kids who suffer from this CDLS, Cornelia de Lange syndrome, and sort of walking, and with each day facing down this ticking clock as the, you know, the disease has a greater impact on her. Mm. And if you want to watch his progress and participate in the fundraising effort, you can go to hopeforhasty.org. So you're walking barefoot. How are your feet holding out? And Oof. And are you, how often are you bathing?
I'm probably not bathing as often as people who meet me would like. But, my feet are really sore. Luckily, I haven't actually sort of wounded myself yet. I've had a few cuts and scrapes, bits of glass stuck in there, and Oof. Thorns and all sorts. You know, roads, even paved surfaces, just aren't kind to the human foot when you're walking 22 miles a day, every day without breaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's really hard. But you know what? I get a chance to sort of wash every day. You know, I'm carrying all the stuff with me. I've camped out a few times because we don't want to spend any money from the charity. All the money goes to the science.
Right.
But I've been put up by people in their homes. I'm currently staying with the firefighters in Whitney Avenue Firehouse. You know, they've looked after me. They made an incredible donation last night. You know, people have just been so kind. Wow. It's really blown my mind.
Whitney Avenue, are you in New Haven?
Yep.
Oh, that's my old neck of the woods. I grew up in Connecticut, so that's, yeah. As soon as he said Whitney Avenue, well, you got to get pizza in New Haven, Chris.
I know people keep saying that.
Okay, you
got to get a slice today.
Yeah, get a couple slices.
My
There's
God,
a couple
get more than
spots.
A slice,
yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. So you're in Connecticut right now, going from Maine to North Carolina. And how many more days do you have to go? You must not even be halfway.
So I think I've done maybe just over 400 miles of my 1,200-mile journey. So I'm maybe a third of the way.
Okay.
And I've got about another 33 days to go. No breaks. Walking every day.
Wow. Well, wow. You are a dedicated
super dad.
Dedicated dad, and
wow.
What a thing to do, and we'll be thinking of you as you continue your journey, especially in about 100 miles or so when you can say he still won't even be there.
I know it.
So another 200 after that. Well, listen, Chris, you're a good man, and thank you for, I know you're not in the U.S. military, but thank you for your service to the British Army and to what you're doing for kids and for your daughter, Hasty. If you want to find out more, go to hopeforhasty.org. Good luck. And listen, none of us are going to judge if you throw on a pair of flip-flops for a couple blocks.
You know,
okay?
It's fine.
Thanks so much for your time, Blake. All right. I really appreciate it.
Okay, all right, Chris. Good luck, bud. Take care.
Cheers. Bye.
All bye-bye. Right, bye-bye. Bye. It makes you be that much more grateful that what your kids aren't going through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.